Hey there, we got a great, great half hour ahead. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is the Intentional Living Center. Our friend King Hoover, who's one of our contributors, he's the contributor for our Intentional Living Minute daily feature on health. He's stopping by. We just got a great time ahead here. We talk about health, and in particular, what one thing have you been doing to turn your health around in a positive way? You ready? Let's do it.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's guest today is our Intentional Living Health Coach, King Hoover. And if you want to turn your health around, then call 1-888-888-1717. Again, that number is 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you live an intentional and healthy life, here's Randy.
All right, this is going to be good. Maybe a little convicting, but also a reminder. Let's remember what the Scripture teaches us. We're taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 to realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God, and you don't belong to yourself. And so from a spiritual perspective, our bodies belong to Him. And I think many of us would raise our hands high to say this is an area that we need to be much more intentional. And King Hoover's going to join us here in just a moment. He is our contributor in this area and a man who has a passion to encourage you and motivate you to take care of your health. Facebook is very busy at Intentional Living here with things that people are doing. For instance, Amy says, I'm trying to do more pushaways and stayaways. That would be push away from the table sooner and stay away from my favorite eating places, which is probably a good suggestion. Hey, I was just seeing Amy Phillips, who's a part of our staff here, and this young woman, talk about intentional health. This young woman has been on a journey to change her life in this area, and boy, big time she's done so. So we invite her to come on in here for to get us started before we get King on the line. So come on in, Amy, and welcome.
Thank you.
Take us back, number of years. What caused you to turn your health around? And we're going to talk about what you did to do that. What caused you to say, hey, I got to go in a new direction?
I know you talk about getting mad enough. Mm-hmm. And the thing that got me mad was I was diagnosed with high blood pressure in my mid-20s. And I realized I need to do something about it. And I was six
was that
gene
of
sizes. I was. I was overweight. I had six gene sizes more than what I am now, or dress sizes. And I lost the weight, but I was running. I was running marathons, but I still had high blood pressure. So I had to add being more intentional with my nutrition also. And between the two, and doing that for several years, then my doctor said, you don't have to take high blood pressure medication anymore.
So you lost a bunch of weight.
Yes.
And eating different. We see you here walking around with broccoli here in the office. So she proves the point. But you've been very intentional. How many years has this been now, Amy?
This has been over 10 years.
Now, you set a goal, though. Talk about being intentional. It wasn't just to do this, but you had a motivation that keeps you going in this direction.
Well, I was concerned that I would fall back into poor habits.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make a goal that would keep me on that path and a discipline. And what I'm doing is I'm going to try to run a marathon in every state. So far, I have done 14 states.
14 states. And a marathon is how long?
26.2.
And you've run 14 of those now, including the Boston.
The Boston marathon. And the New York.
So you've done some big ones, and then you train. You were telling me you run about 2,000 miles a year in training and marathons. How important has that been to keep you going, the motivation of saying, now, okay, now I'm going to go to state 15 and state 16? How much is that, having that goal or that intentional aim, keep you going?
It does, because it's something to look forward to. It's something to check off the list. It's something to make sure that you don't fall off the path of discipline.
Yeah, and it's worked for you.
It is.
And you're always smiling, you're healthy. I don't think you've had a sick day in a while. You've been good. In fact, you've got something really big coming up even this coming weekend. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to challenge myself in a way that I've never challenged myself yet. I'm going to do 26.2 on one day of the weekend and then 26.2 on the next day of the weekend. So 2 days in a row, 26.2.
52 and a half miles.
Yes.
And I was asking you during the break here, some of that's uphill, right?
At mile 22, no less.
Oh, good for you. So you're excited about it?
I am excited.
All right. So we'll check you out next week and make sure you're still in one piece. And your husband's going to run with you on one of those two, right?
He's going to make sure that I'm still moving one foot in front of the other on my second marathon.
So it's been worth it, turning your health around.
And it's something that we can do together.
Good for you. Well, thanks for stopping by here.
Thank you.
And so we've got at least one team member here being very intentional in turning her health around. And so you can do it, too. It may not be running marathons, but you may have something that you're doing. And I think that's part of the program today. What one thing could you do? What one different approach could you take in either eating or exercise or both that would make a difference? That's why we're doing this today. I hope it's helpful.
The way I live intentionally each day for my health is I apply the second commandment to my life. Love yourself as you love your neighbor. And if you're not taking care of your body, then you don't feel good about yourself. And how can you feel good about anybody else if you're not feeling good about who you are? I exercise 4 times a week. I have 4 children, and I feel much better today than I did when I was in my 20s. I eat pretty much what I want, but I cut out things like soda. I don't drink soda at all. I don't eat candy, and I try to avoid fast food at all costs, unless it's a special night, we'll do pizza or something like that, but that's about it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Boy, this is a great motivation today. Come join us. Tell me one thing you're doing to turn the health around, or at least have a health preserver, preserve what you have. For some, just to keep what you got, you'd be happy. 888-888-1717 is the number. King Hoover's been listening into all this. Joins us on the phone from Fort Worth, where he directs, runs, owns, in charge of Fit for Life Center, Fort Worth. Welcome to the program, King.
Thanks, Randy.
Appreciate your being a part of it. Now, you heard Amy's story, running 2 marathons. She's run, 15 states now? Not everybody listening is going to be that committed, but talk a little bit about the importance of discipline, goal setting, and habits in this process of taking better care of ourselves.
Well, the discipline is important. Like 1 Corinthians 9:27, where it talks about, like a boxer, I buffet my body daily to make it my slave. I don't just like punch the air. We know that, like our car, we have to maintenance it or else it doesn't hold up. We can void our warranty. And on the days that you'll exercise, especially if you go first thing, you have more oxygen reaching your brain, your hormones are optimized, you are able to get so much more done just by having a little bit more momentum in everything that you're doing. You start the day off moving, and then you move through your day a little bit quicker, a little bit easier. There's more of you left at the end of the day, and the people around you and that love you and that encounter you at the end of the day, they will notice it. Mm. And they'll wonder what you're doing to make that difference.
You know, I heard a report yesterday on the TV that worldwide now is like 440 million plus 111 people are diabetic, and it's partly because of urbanization. They were saying people living in urban areas, that changes their eating and their exercise and so on. And you probably see that with other kind of health challenges. What are some things that people can do? Just lay out some basic things that a person could do to get really intentional in a practical way. If you were laying out a program for someone in general terms, what would it be?
Well, first, you want to start with time. Everybody always wonders, how long is it going to take me to this? If you're really looking to make a difference in your health, not a radical difference, not anything that's extraordinarily hard to accomplish, look at 5 hours per week. If you will spend 5 hours a week in activity, you can expect to see some decent progress in the fairly near term. That can be getting up and taking a walk first thing in the morning. It doesn't have to be going to the gym. That can be a hurdle to keeping your program on track. Because you got to get up, have to make yourself look decent most of the time, drive there, get your stuff, bring back, groom for work. Challenging. Get up and take a walk first thing. Your day will start beautifully, especially if you can watch the sunrise come up. The second thing is with your nutrition. Eating out is a big deal because folks are, they're, what makes food really good and tasty to a person cooking and selling food is that they jam it with calories and oftentimes salt, which makes it detrimental to us. Tastes great, but everything past that is challenging. We look at going to the grocery store and just exert willpower that one time, not putting that in your basket. Don't grab those cookies. Don't get that thing, because otherwise it's there at the house. And if you don't eat it for 2 weeks, 13 days, you're holding on, exerting willpower, and you finally give in and you eat half a bag of cookies. All you had to do was exert willpower one time, not put that in your basket. So between the activity and then resisting the call of processed foods at the store, you're well on track to doing some great stuff for you and everybody else around you.
Yeah, that's good. Don't get it in the house. Now, on Facebook, people are posting at the Intentional Living Facebook things that they're doing. Just comment on some of these. Here's one. Kathy says, Angela says, drinking my water. That's something she's doing to be more intentional.
Very good. Just making sure that you're hydrated makes it easier for your body to burn fat for fuel. Having plenty of water keeps our pH low, where our body can release fat and use fat for fuel. With too little water, we can only burn up muscle for fuel, and that ends up having a net metabolism lowering effect just by not getting enough water.
Jennifer says, trying to reduce my sugar intake. It was easy to eat candy bars every day and junk food. I'm limiting myself to 2 squares of Hershey Special Dark Giant chocolate every day. Talk about sugar, and is it all bad? Should we eliminate it all or what?
The sugar in fruit comes in fruit because there's all that fiber to help manage how fast your blood sugar goes up. Very important, and that helps you take in sugar and sweets that aren't going to hurt you. With any kind of candy bars, look for dark and nutty. Dark chocolate has much less sugar, far more of the nutrition that helps your brain, everything else, antioxidants, all kinds of great chemistry in there that's good for you, but also you know that the sugar is low. If you can get some nuts in there, that just makes it all better because you get some extra protein and some other healthy fatty acids as well as the fats in the chocolate.
Kelly says she's quit drinking the diet soda.
Very good. The carbonation raises that pH in your body, making it harder for you to burn fat for fuel. Depending on who you listen to and how challenging you think artificial sweeteners are, it takes those out of the mix where your body's not being fooled, brain isn't being manipulated into something, thinking something sweet when it's really not. And oftentimes when you do the diet sodas, you think you can get those calories back someplace else because you drank a diet soda. So you usually end up eating more stuff that's not good for you just because you had a diet soda.
King Hoover's here today. He's one of our contributors, the Intentional Living Minute radio feature, and he focuses on health. This is his real focus, his passion. He's our intentional health coach. And, King, we have Iola's on the line over in Kansas, wants to join us with a comment. Iola, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Carlson. I've been listening to your CDs that I get every month, and I've been changing a lot of things in my life. With the help of my daughter, though, now I am, well, I guess it makes two things, but it all works together. Concentrating on the outer portion of a grocery store, I buy fresh fruits and vegetables or frozen without salt or sugar added. And I add more of those. I'm adding more of those to every meal that I eat. I haven't been doing this continually, I guess I want to say, but a couple of weeks. I'm already feeling better and able to exercise more without pain.
That's good. Hey, King, that raises a question. Iola's mentioning about the outside of the grocery store, you know, where you're going to have the fruits and vegetables. What's a strategy when a person goes shopping?
That's the most important lapse you can take. By doing laps around the outside where the food is fresh and has its highest nutritional value, you're going to avoid all the processed stuff in the middle. We still do need somewhat, like you have to go down the cereal aisle to get some whole grain oats and maybe pick up some nuts, this kind of thing, maybe some spices or condiments like different types of mustards to make your sandwiches taste better. But aside from that, all that processed stuff, it usually means that they've added a lot of chemicals, they've taken out a lot of nutrition, and they've most of the time taken out a lot of fiber. So now you eat it, but it didn't have anywhere near the same beneficial effect as if they had left it in its natural states, like the things are around the outside of the store.
That's great. Good. It's good. Thank you. I'm glad you're listening.
And I have one more comment.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Came up with what he was saying.
Yes.
My daughter has started, and she's got me started. She got a veggie itch or something or other, a thing that makes, like, squash into spaghetti-looking stuff. And she does, she'll fix a meal for the family, but she puts her spaghetti sauce over the zucchini instead of the pasta.
Ah.
Or, you know, she uses it, I use it in salads and yogurt. I mean, not yogurt. Omelets, too. But it just makes it a lot easier than having to stand around and chop up everything.
Well, there are. That's great. Iola, thank you for your call. There are substitutes, aren't there, King, that when we're cooking and things that, you know, taste great but would be a substitute for something not so healthy?
Yes, sir. And spaghetti squash has been a staple there for pastas. But these new zucchini shredders, like she's talking about, where it just pushes the vegetable through and it comes out in these zucchini strings, are amazing. Because then you're getting all the fiber from the zucchini or type of squash you're using, but you're getting very little carbohydrate. Some, but the type of carbohydrate that feeds your healthy bacteria in your gut, and you still get the taste of the sauce. You can fool yourself into thinking you had pasta, but it's really just a great way to help you get more vegetables. Fantastic, Iola.
Great. Good idea. Hang on for a minute, King. King Hoover is on the line. You have a question or you want to have a comment about one thing you're doing that's making a difference for you or your family's health that you want to share with the country and the world? Give us a call here at the Intentional Living Center, 888-888-1717. Back with more with King in just a minute here.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Are carbohydrates really the cause of your extra weight?
From the Intentional Living Center, welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's King Hoover, our intentional health coach.
For years now, marketers have sold us on that low or no-carb diets are the holy grail for fat loss. While refined, bleached, and processed carbs in excess are certainly a problem, so is no or too low carb. The preferred fuel for your brain and your muscles is carbohydrates, period. We also need carbs to create the brain hormone serotonin in response to sleep and rest. Fuel your body with moderate amounts of beans, whole grains, veggies, and high-fiber fruit, and your weight will take care of itself. For Intentional Living, I'm King Hoover.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, we wanted you to hear that. That's one of the Intentional Living Minutes that air on the network and then on stations all around the country. That's with King Hoover, focusing as our Intentional Living Health Coach. And by the way, if you'd like information, know more about King, see what he is, what he does. I think there's even a picture of him showing that, hey, he is in good shape. You can check it out at our website. Go to theintentionallife.com. Hit the highlights page, highlights button. It'll take you there. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. King Hoover's joining me today. King, you've worked in hospitals. You work in the Fit for Life Center. You see people coming in. What are the, just as a sort of a general overview, what are the biggest mistakes, the things that we do, with the low-hanging fruit, if you please, that we're making mistakes and not taking care of ourselves?
First is sitting too much. That big muscle that we sit on, your glutes, really utilizes a lot of blood sugar and a lot of calories if we're moving around and activating. Even just standing up and flexing your hips turns the muscles on, creates heat in those muscles and increases the circulation so that then they're helping clear blood sugar from whatever meals you've had, good or bad. It radically changes how your body is processing blood sugar and how oxygen is getting to your brain just by sitting for more than an hour. I always try to tell my clients, if you have to sit in your job, sit 55, but walk 5. Just get up and move around a little bit. the second mistake I see a lot of times is folks going too hard when they're starting an exercise plan.
Mm.
However much you're doing, it's 100% more than you were doing before. So we always want to start off easy and work our way in. It takes about 21 days for your body to adapt to a new level of activity. So going full bore, doing something you saw on the internet, any of the CrossFit type stuff, or even, and again, intensity is the enemy at the beginning because it stresses your system. We're not trying to add stress. We're trying to do something that makes the stress of the rest of our life easier to manage.
Mm. Now, that's a good start on Amy, who left a Facebook comment. She says she's trying to start an exercise routine. And, of course, I know everybody's health is different and so on. But generally, what would you advise someone to do to get started?
First is make sure that she has the mobility that she needs for any kind of walking program that she's doing or running. You want to be able to hold your heel to the floor and bend your knee and see if the knee gets a full 3 inches past your knee. That means your ankles are mobile enough to allow you to walk without taking work that the ankle should take and putting up into the knee. Also, make sure your hips are mobile. Those little hip circles we used to do in high school and in junior high PE, stuff like that, where you're just kind of swinging your hips around, where you can sit on a stability ball and kind of make a circle, or like you're using a hula hoop. Doing that kind of circle, opening up the hips for mobility, will make sure that your knees and your low back are not getting overstressed as we're moving around in whatever we're going to do for our activity. Third is hydration, making sure you're getting plenty of water. If you get on a treadmill, you may not think that 30 minutes is very much of a big deal, but just drinking half a liter of water in that 30 minutes of walking, whether you're outside or on a treadmill, you will produce 50% more growth hormone, which burns fat, maintenances your muscles, helps all your other hormones work well, manages blood sugar, just because you drank while you were being active, keeping your pH low, like we talked about earlier.
That's excellent. Good start. Charles is on the line joining us in New Mexico. Go ahead, Charles. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hello. Thank you. I've had a question that's been on my mind for a long time. I love to eat green vegetables like broccoli and spinach, but my question is, if I put ranch or some other kind of dressing on it, does that counteract against the nutrients that those veggies can provide?
It does have a negative impact in that you're probably getting some chemistry from the ranch dressing flavors, and oftentimes if it's not a dressing that you made yourself, the quality of oil that they would use and something like that is probably heavily processed. I would look for some more natural recipes, maybe using an unflavored yogurt, and then the spices from the ranch dressing in the unflavored yogurt. Now you've got a dip for your broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and everything that not only tastes great, but it's going to help your health instead of beating you back. Then you can do it guilt-free.
That's good. Thank you, Charles. Vicki, you only got a couple minutes quickly from Florida. What's your question for King?
Okay. My husband and I are in our 60s, and we started a diet because we need to. And he's doing real well on it. It's Shred is the name of it. And he's lost like 22 pounds. I have diabetes, thyroid, and RA. And mine's going very slowly. I'm doing the diet, and I also, I can do so much on my exercise. So I'm trying, but it's very discouraging to see him go way down, and I'm just creeping along. And someone told me that oil of oregano might be something that would help people with problems so that they can't lose weight. I wondered if you know anything about that, or is it just something that really doesn't work?
It's a helpful way to get some very powerful antioxidant nutrition, which is important for someone in your condition with the RA. You have some pro-inflammatory chemistry that's really rocking through your system. It's probably making your diabetes being even more controlled. So if we can reduce your inflammation with some more higher ORAC score foods, and look that up, ORAC, oxygen radical absorptive capacity. This is a scale for foods and herbs like holy basil and oregano that will show you spices you can add to your food that will all help bring down that inflammation, make it easier for you to burn fat for fuel, and reduce your inflammation so your RA backs up a little bit.
That's excellent. Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate your call. Hey, King, I wish we had a couple hours, but you've really got us thinking here, and I hope people will take away again today that our bodies are a gift from God. This is a spiritual matter, and that we know the body is, we don't worship the body, we certainly want to take care of it. And you're contributing a lot to help us think more intentionally and behave more intentionally. And thank you for doing that. Appreciate your involvement with the program.
It's my honor, and I hope to maybe be a little more active on the Facebook page. That way, if people have specific questions, we just rock them out through there with some special recommendations, like the young lady that just called.
All right. Well, come on over and stop by. There's comments going on there on Facebook, and we'd love to have you stop by, King. Thank you for doing that.
It's my honor. Thanks again, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate it. And if you'd like to know more about King Hoover, who is our contributor for health issues, an exercise, check them out at our Facebook page at theintentionallife.com.
My name is Amber, and I wanted to share my story of how I lost 280 pounds. And, you know, I got to that point where I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I am now a single mom, obese, uneducated, and I have no job. What am I supposed to do? Lord, just guide me. You know, the Lord spoke to me. He's like, Amber, you need to do something with your life. Get up and just do something. And so I decided to go to medical school. And worked very, very, very hard, you know, going through medical school and being a single parent and raising my kids. I ended up graduating valedictorian by the grace of God. You know, I was like, all right, God, what's the next step? So God's like, all right, let's get you healthy. I was diabetic. I had high blood pressure. I was like 400 pounds, and I need to be here for my kids because they have nobody else. I remember sticking little post-it notes that said, I will fight for my kids everywhere around my house, in my car, just to keep me motivated. By that, I ended up losing 280 pounds. I am not who I was, you know, 3 years ago. I am a completely different person.
Wow. Thank you, Amber. You encouraged somebody today. Not only the loss of 280 pounds, I mean, that is quite a feat. But I wrote down as you were sharing your story, a couple things that Amber did. One is she just faced reality. She looked right in the mirror and said, not only am I overweight, I'm a single mom, my health is not good, I've got to raise these kids. God, what do you have for me? Then she went ahead and set some goals, and then she developed some new habits, and now she's giving God the glory for it. And that is ultimately the process that you go through for intentional living. Hey, listen, maybe you're in a process as well, and you want to live intentionally in Christ. Every day, it's a decision that you make. How do you want to live? What kind of life do you want? Do you want to glorify God, or do you want to just get through the day? It's a decision we make every day in our own lives. You know, Intentional Living is here to help you and encourage you, and I want you to know it's because of friends around the ministry who have caught the vision of this powerful message of living intentionally in Christ that we can do this today. And because of your financial support each and every month, we're on the air, and this mission reaches around the world. If you're not a member, come and join us today. Boy, when you do, we have a very special new member pack that we want to send you. It's a kit that's going to encourage you. Two of our best-selling books for marriage and for your own personal development, along with the monthly CDs every month. Simply go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Next week, we start the series When God Interrupts. Hope you come and join us. See you then.